Buying a digital television set could be more important than most people assume. It could determine whether local police or fire departments are able to communicate by two-way radio. That bizarre connection is part of a complicated equation that only a Washington bureaucrat could love. NPR's Larry Abramson explains why people in public safety are demanding better radio connections and why they can't get them.
Address 113 Bedford Street between Christopher Street and Grove Street.
September 11th helped turn emergency responders, like these Manhattan firefighters, into heroes. But that hero status won't help them talk to each other. Harlan McEwen of the International Association of Police Chiefs says cops and firemen around the country have huge problems communicating via two-way radio.
Oh, tremendous. I mean, we have places that just... their channels are severely overloaded, or they can't take advantage of new technology. And I mean, as the need continues to grow, it's just going to get worse.
Public safety personnel in big cities like New York don't have a big enough chunk of the radio spectrum to communicate reliably in emergencies. They complain of interference when they try to talk. And Glenn Nash of the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials says it's virtually impossible to roll out more adventurous wireless services, like trying to send pictures of missing children or criminals to patrol cars.
The entire, you know, Amber Network effort in California could be enhanced if we could broadcast, you know, the picture of a missing child out to officers on the street. In general, we're not able to do that today, and it's a spectrum issue.
This wasn't supposed to happen. 5 years ago, Congress allocated a big chunk of the airwaves to emergency responders, but Harlan McEwen points out someone is using those frequencies right now, UHF television broadcasters.
The problem is that the television stations that were expected to convert over to digital signals, high-definition television, HDTV, have not done so, and there is little incentive for them to do that.
Broadcasters are supposed to move to different frequencies by 2007, but they don't have to give up their old frequencies until most consumers can receive a high-quality digital broadcast signal over the air. That transition is happening a lot more slowly than Congress thought it would, leaving broadcasters in control of spectrum that public safety folks are salivating over. Broadcaster Bud Paxson, chairman of Paxson Communications, says he's doing his part, but he's not going to give up his old spectrum until he has to.
We're building our digital stations, but we'll keep our analog on until the law sets in, which is that 85% of all American homes have a digital television set, which will be after your children are gone.
Broadcasters are not eager to give up their old analog signals until there are lots of people with new digital TV sets. And people have been slow to buy new sets because they can still receive those analog signals just fine on their old TV sets. For public safety workers, the chicken and egg nature of this problem goes even deeper. Harlan McEwen says only one equipment maker is ready to make radios that will operate on the new frequencies.
The other companies say they will do the same, and they're working on it, but I mean, there's no real rush to do it because we aren't going to get the spectrum right away.
So once that spectrum is available, new radios will need to be built. Then public safety officials will have to pay for their own transition to digital broadcasting, since most older equipment won't work on the new frequencies. In the complicated world of wireless broadcasting, there are lots of different voices lobbying for change. Only one of them speaks for emergency responders. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Go ahead, Engine 76.
Engine 76.
MS on the scene, you can go tonight.
10-4.